This is Dr. Masood Chhab dictating. Patient's name is Kenneth Barkowski, Barkowski, Kenneth, Kenneth. Date of birth is 3/1/1937. Date of service is 1/13/2025. Mr. Barkowski is a very pleasant 87-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and degenerative joint disease. History of colon cancer, status post-partial colectomy. Presented to the emergency room because of left side chest pain, as well as shortness of breath. He was diagnosed with non-ST elevation MI, as well as acute congestive heart failure. He had swelling of both his lower extremities. Troponin was significantly elevated. Chest X ratio diffuse interstitial thickening with associated small pleural effusion, suggestive of a fluid overload. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Cardiology was consulted. Patient underwent cardiac catheterization during the hospitalization. He had a stent placement. Also, cardiac rehabilitation was recommended. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is sitting up in his bed, states that he is feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any swelling of his legs. He said that he does have bruising in his arm. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for colon cancer, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prostate cancer, chronic kidney disease, history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for prostate biopsy, knee surgery, partial colectomy, cataract surgery, and hernia repair. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain at the present time. He did have a non-ST elevation MI, history of congestive heart failure, history of hypertension. Respiratory system, did any cough, did any shortness of breath, did any pain with deep inspiration, or history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, he does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Yes. Denied any history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied any complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Respiratory, genitourinary, he does have history of prostate cancer, history of BPH. Complaints of increasing frequency of urination. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, he does have history of arthritis. All of the neurological, he denies any complaints of history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of seizures. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, extranuclear movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basses, no wheezing, no rales. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, bridge awake and alert, oriented times three, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, acute congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next history of CAD, next history of MI, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, next elevated liver enzymes, next anemia, next chronic kidney disease, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next BPH, next history of prostate cancer, next insomnia, next monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Karen Arsenault, ARSNEAULT, Karen, Karen, date of birth is 8/3/1955, date of service, date seen is 1/13/2025. Ms. Arsenault is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been feeling better, continues to complain of pain in her back as well as her hip. She said that she has hard time standing for some period of time as well as walking. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. Extranuclear movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall, next low back pain, next hip pain, next diabetes mellitus, next asthma / COPD, next major depressive disorder, next anxiety. next degenerative joint disease, next attention deficit disorder. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll continue her on the oxycodone. Continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. She'll take Tylenol in addition to the hydrocodone. Continue on the gabapentin. We'll monitor her sugars. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Rochelle Daneluk, D-A-N-E-L-U-K, Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 3/11/1938. Date of service. Date of service is 1/13/2025. Ms. Daneluk, is a very pleasant 86-year-old female. She states that she's seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been diagnosed with COVID. She denies any complaints of cough, denies any change in her symptoms. She does have some congestion as well as runny nose. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any increasing in her cough. She has been afebrile, denies any other complaints. She said that her appetite has been fair, she's been eating well, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no chest pain, no palpitations, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs scattered bronchi, laterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one. Acute COVID-19, next history of RSV pneumonia, next metabolic encephalopathy, next atrial fibrillation, next congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of aortic valve replacement, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Her symptoms have not changed any. We'll monitor her symptoms, continue current medications. Incentive spirometry is recommended. 10 and then dual nebulized treatment. If her symptoms change, let me know. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll have discussed and reviewed with the nurse. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.